Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm doing the readings for the sixth week of Easter today, and on Sunday I will do the readings for the Ascension, the seventh Sunday of Easter. So in different parts of the country, I know we do it differently, but I will celebrate on Sunday for the Ascension. What a celebration that should be in each of our hearts. But for the moment, let's look back now to today, Thursday of the sixth week of Easter. O God, who made your people partakers in your redemption, grant, we pray, that we may perpetually render thanks for the resurrection of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, that we may perpetually render thanks. How often do you render thanks for his resurrection and his ascension? How often do you turn to him and thank him again for what he has done for each and every one of us? Follow him. Please follow him. If you've been away from him, turn around. Please. Because God wants to lead you safely home to him. The first reading for today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And there he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. It's a lot of names and a lot of people. Let me repeat that. Paul left Athens and he went to Corinth, all right? There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. He went to visit them, and because he practiced the same trade, stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. Every Sabbath he entered into discussion in the synagogue, attempting to convince both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began to occupy himself totally with preaching the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. Can you imagine that? People think you're out of your mind, but they kept preaching the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. When they opposed him and reviled him, he shook at his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your heads. I am clear of responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there, and he went to a house belonging to a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. His house was next to a synagogue. Crispus, the synagogue official, came to believe in the Lord along with his entire household, and many of the Corinthians who heard believed and were baptized. My goodness, brothers and sisters, how do you begin to preach the word? You just speak to your friends, you speak to other people that you see, not every moment, every day, but taking time to tell what Jesus means to you, if you can, if you get a chance. But always, if you speak with kindness, if you don't gossip, if you don't lie, that opens you to be able to preach the word in a certain sense, share the word of God. God will give you great grace. Psalm 98 tells us, "The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has come. The Lord has come." Let's go back. I went to the psalm, and I want to finish this part here. Psalm 98, The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Do you take time to praise the Lord? Think about it. Take a hymn that you know and sing it to him daily. You might like a few variations on it. I'm teasing. But give God praise. Worship him. Thank him. Now we look at the gospel for today, John chapter 16, verses 16 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?'" So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me.' Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." He's telling us that he promises us a life in heaven if we follow his words and do his will. And please call your pastor if you don't understand a passage, or some sister that you know. Doesn't mean we know everything, but we can certainly be of help to you. Learn what God is saying to you. "I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. I will come back to you." He will come back to us, and your hearts shall rejoice. You don't want to be in a position of trying to run and hide, because there will be no place to hide. God will see you wherever you are. But he wants to bring us home to him in heaven. So please, I want to say to each of you, please, whatever the dominant sin is in your life, please take it before the Lord and ask him to show you how to change that. When we have a habit or a pattern of doing something, it's hard. But God will give us grace that we might change to be more and more like him in kindness, in hospitality, in generosity. There's so many ways that God would have us be, in a certain sense, his disciple. There are so many ways in which the world has turned away from God. And God's light is powerful. He looks for souls who are open to him, who follow him, who seek him. I don't mean you're perfect. Nobody's perfect. But you're seeking little by little to be more like him. Ask God to help you with that. The day will come when you'll be needed to speak his word, or to share what his word has done for you, or the joy that it has brought into your life. And I really mean that. Without it, I could not Honestly, I don't know how I would live if I didn't have his word and his promises and his guidance and his truth. God wants us to make it our own. We're called to be Christian, truly, truly Christian. Please, brothers and sisters, of whatever denomination of church you go to, please draw near to him. And perhaps, if you're not Catholic, perhaps make a visit to a Catholic church. See what God does. I know how there was a man one time who, I think it was about a year, he would just come into the church where I was, and he'd be there every day for Mass. And I got kind of curious about, you know, because daily Mass doesn't have a packed crowd usually. And so I asked people who is in. People would say, I don't know. We just were puzzled because he didn't do anything that we did. He wasn't part of anything that we did. And it turns out that what it was he was seeking for God. And the pastor baptized him because a couple of people, after a year, you know, you're kind of walked up to him and introduced themselves and asked if he would like to see a priest. And he said, I don't know how to do that. They said, we can help you. Brothers and sisters, open your heart. You're not perfect. You'll make mistakes. Just right away say to the Lord, I'm sorry. Go to confession if it's needed. But follow him. Follow him that he might bring you safely home. I want to remember here at the end of this program, I'll speak more about it later. It's an optional memorial for today, Our Lady of Fatima. And this was in 1917. Europe was in the grips of the First World War, which would claim an astounding 37 million lives. Only 8 days before the apparition, Pope Benedict XV had begged the Blessed Mother to intercede for the war's end. During her appearances, Mary predicted the devastation of World War II. And the grave threat posed by communist Russia. Her message to the children and the world, reform your lives, that's us. Do penance for your sins. Pray the rosary every day. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to. But think about that. That's a good way to draw you closer to God. Really, he loves us. He loves us more than we can understand. He doesn't want one soul lost, but he gave us free will, which is a great gift if we use it right. Brothers and sisters, let's just pray a little prayer right now. Jesus, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sin and lead me safely home to you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.